This is fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together for this knowledge.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the eighth wonder of the world, the flow of the century, always timeless. Ho! Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
Welcome back to the podcast. Nolan's finally back with me. Nolan, it's good to have you back. I know you have been touring the world. We haven't been able to do many podcasts, but here you are, man. How you been?
Been pretty well. Been to, I went to Spain a couple weeks ago to watch some OSU hoops. Watched my brother play a little bit. Apparently, the one game that I missed, he got a bucket. You guys can check it out on my Facebook profile if you care. It's a nice little baby hook in the lane, and he made sure and edited it with Rick Ross track playing in the background to try to act hard, I guess. But that was a good trip. What's that?
Sorry, has Pistols Boy not posted that on the blog yet?
I don't think he has yet, no. People will probably think that he's a legit, like, 16 recruit whenever he's over. But that was cool. We went there, went to Canary Islands for a few days, and then headed back up to Barcelona for the last 2 days. The team went to Madrid after the Canary Islands, but my parents and I went back to Barcelona and checked some stuff out there and back in America.
Cool. As much as I'd like to hear you brag more about your awesome trip and talk about our basketball team.
You asked.
I know I did. And I was like, I am jealous, but that is pretty sweet that you got to go watch the team and your brother over there. All right, well, we'll get to OSU specifically here in a minute, but one thing that you, me, Quade, and Kyle have done, well, we did last year, I'd say every year. We did it last year. We picked a bunch of games that we liked against the spread, threw $1 in for a 12-game parlay just for fun. So we picked a few games ourselves that we're going to call our, locks of the week or just our what – three games that we really like each. So I'll let you start it off. Which game is the top of your list?
Game top of my list, I like Wyoming to cover at Texas.
Yeah. What they get up to? Is that about 30?
The spread is 31.5, and Wyoming had a pretty good squad last year. They went to a bowl game. Texas still has David Ash under center, so I'm thinking that Wyoming's got a pretty good shot to cover in Austin.
Sure. Texas has to find a way to score 32 points and hold them to nothing in order to cover. I like that game also. I didn't choose it as one of my three, but, yeah, that was definitely one on the list that I liked. I don't know if this is kind of a trap game that Vegas is just luring people into. I went with Penn State -6 versus Ohio. I'm going to buy into the whole – they kept enough players that are going to rally them together. I know Ohio's had some good programs in the past, for that conference, but I like Penn State here, so I'm going to take them -6.
Yeah, they're on my short list as well. Mickey Tettleton's son is Ohio's quarterback. I don't know if you knew that.
I did. I saw that last year, and then for whatever reason, the other day I found this, saw this Mickey Tettleton YouTube video where he was interviewed by somebody, and he mentioned that his favorite team is Ohio because of his son. But that is kind of cool.
Yeah, of course, hopefully Tettleton's son doesn't play with a fat dip in at all times, because I think it'd be a little bit tougher to play football with that.
I wonder if his son's throwing motion is as awkward as Tettleton's batting plan.
I don't know. This is pretty awful, though.
Yeah, yeah. But
anyways,
something we don't talk about often. But yeah, anyways, go ahead. What's your second game?
Second game, I had Miami -2 at Boston College. I just think it's early enough in the season that all the kids from Florida, man, Miami is going to have athletes regardless, and it just seems like a bunch of hood dudes from Florida playing some white guys from Boston College, where normally the weather would be a little bit of a factor, but I think it's early enough in the year that nice and hydrated and still fast in the heat.
I like that game also. At first, but then when I looked last year, last game of the season for Boston College, they beat Miami in Miami by 7. So that was one that I was like, I better stay away from it. I didn't get into who each team lost and who each team brought back, but for a bad Boston College team to go down there and beat Miami, I thought that was pretty impressive. Well, I wouldn't say they were too bad. I look at their schedule. They lost at Notre Dame by 2, and
yeah. I will say it's so tough the first week because I mean you haven't seen anybody play, but that's what I've got on the short list for now. And third game I had. Oh wait, what was your second one? Sorry.
Oh, my second one is Virginia Tech minus 7.5 versus Georgia Tech. I have seen Virginia Tech. I went by rankings and what I've read in projections for the year. I haven't seen Georgia Tech in any polls up there very high. I think the New York Post, I don't think Virginia Tech's the best team in the country, but they had the Hokies ranked number one overall. I do think that they're going to be good, so I figured more, you know, a touchdown plus a point is a very fair bet for the Hokies at home against Georgia Tech.
That extra point always gets you, though.
Yeah, that half. No kidding.
Yeah, seems like it always comes back. But anyway, my third game, I had Iowa State minus one at home against Tulsa. It pains me to even mention Iowa State, but I think, I mean, they had a pretty good squad last year. Seems like they're getting better. They had a true freshman quarterback coming back. Yeah, I like their coach. I mean, they have that freshman quarterback from last year, and I kind of hate, you know, to even bring him up after what they did to us last year, but they're, you know, they're getting better, a better squad than they've had in years past, and they're definitely capable of doing some damage. Tulsa, I don't know a heck of a lot about, but, I mean, after what OSU's done to them the past few times we've played them, I think Iowa State's got a good shot at home covering that one-point spread.
Yeah, we tend to give Iowa State too much credit because of that game last year, but, and I agree with you, I would think they're better than Tulsa, and actually they're a home underdog by a point, so they're plus one. Not that it, I mean, matters a whole lot because they're not going to tie, but, yeah, they're TU favored with a new quarterback going in to Ames, and I thought that was strange.
Interesting. Yeah, I must have read that wrong, but either way, I'm taking Iowa State there.
We were just talking about this, and I believe you were going to be at this game on Saturday. I'm taking Michigan. The line went up to 14. They're plus 14 versus Bama down in Jerry World. And that, to me, to cover two touchdowns against a team that they're probably not going to score a whole lot, but I don't think Bama is either, seems like a big, big line for that game. So how did you score tickets to that game?
A friend of mine from Oklahoma City is a big Alabama fan. I guess one of his high school football coaches went to Alabama or played there or something way back when, and so he was a fan, I guess. Had to have been before Bama was good. It was back before they played us in the Insight Bowl or whatever it was. But, yeah, he's been a big – from upstate New York, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that. So very random, but he wanted to go to the Bama game pretty bad. So he said, I'll buy tickets if you guys want to roll with. So I'm going to go with him.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, that's what I said. I mean,
sad you won't be tailgating with us, but I can't blame you for making a shorter drive and seeing what's going to be a much better game.
Exactly. So a big shout-out to Matt Stevens if he's listening. Appreciate the tickets.
If he's one of our listeners. I'm going to call up Kevin Jones. I asked on Twitter who our backup quarterback was when Rashawn Woods caught seven touchdowns in 2003 to set the record for most receiving touchdowns, and he got it right. It was Jamie Beagley. And I don't know what made me think of that question, but it seemed like it was a difficult one not everybody would know. Let's give him a call and bring him on for our fantasy challenge.
Let's do it.
We're starting a somewhat of a fantasy league just between Nolan, myself, and podcast listeners. So it's one-on-one-on-one. Each week we're each going to choose a quarterback, a running back, and a wide receiver. We'll get 1 point for every 100 yards passing, 50 yards receiving, and 50 yards rushing. And 3 points for any passing, receiving, rushing, or return touchdown. Very basic. Cannot use a player more than once in a season for each person. And no player can be picked by multiple teams in one weekend. Whoever wins the week gets 1 point and moves on to the next week. Pretty simple scoring. Sound good, guys?
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
All right. Oh, yeah, I didn't even introduce our guest that's going to be representing the podcast listeners, Kevin Jones. I believe you're a junior at OSU.
Kevin Davidson. Yeah, I'm a junior at OSU. Me on Twitter, Kevin Davis 31.
All right, so we've got Kevin Davis Junior at OSU. What's your major?
Double majoring in accounting and business management.
Oh, man, impressive. All right, well, let's jump right to it. We're going to start off knowing who you're taking.
First overall pick, I'm going to go with Storm Woods, running back from The Ohio State University. He is a redshirt freshman and got the starting job this spring. Looks to have a pretty big day against, I'm not sure what cream puff university they're playing this weekend. But, yeah, Miami of Ohio. I think Urban Meyer will come out running the ball, being a little conservative, and have a pretty big day.
Interesting. I hadn't done any research or even heard much about him.
That's the first time I even heard that guy mentioned, so that's a pretty bold pick for number one.
Welcome to the big leagues, fellas.
Research. Yeah, you must have, man. You stepped up your game. All right, Kevin, which way are you going to go here?
I think I'm going to go with the running back, too. I think I'm going to go with Monty Ball from Wisconsin. He scored 33 touchdowns last season, had almost 2,000 yards, and they're playing Buffalo on Saturday, so I think he'll get plenty of scoring chances in the two or three quarters that he actually gets to play. But I think that's what I'm going to go with for my number one pick.
Not a bad choice, man. He was on my list. He's definitely going to – the problem with him this week, and I was still going to take him if I could have, is that he may not be in very long. He'll at least – I mean, he'll get a half in. He may score several touchdowns. Playing Northern Iowa, he should have his and then get out. Well, I obviously don't need to take a running back to the last round, so I'll jump to wide receiver. You know, part of me wants to wait longer to take him, but they're playing Hawaii, should score a lot of points. I'm going to take Robert Woods, USC.
See, I thought about doing that, but, like, I think they're going to pull all those guys at halftime. So, yeah, he may have a touchdown or two in the first half, but you better hope that he gets a good first half. And a lot of those guys, I feel like, try to run the ball and, yeah, against teams that are just far worse. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I think he'll.
You don't think Lane Kiffin will try to run up the score at all now that they can actually play postseason and they got such a high ranking?
Actually, that's a good point. Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting. Lane Kiffin's also a jerk, so I wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I can't believe you would think that he'd be pulling guys at halftime to play the gentleman's game. I think he'll play. He'll get more than a half in. And I would expect him to have quite a few points. So, obviously, Barkley was on my short list of quarterbacks, but I'm not going to double up there. So, it's down to two other quarterbacks I've got on my list. And I'll go ahead and go with Geno. Geno versus Marshall. Obviously, he's been hyped up. We know how good he is. We know he's got a good receiving core. I think Marshall, I don't think they're going to keep it real close, but I think they'll be close enough to where they, West Virginia, and especially Dana, we know he's not going to be letting up by any means. I could see Geno putting up a lot of big numbers this weekend.
Yeah, I like the Geno pick. That was who I had for my number one quarterback. So I definitely think he's going to be one of the top three or four quarterbacks overall this season. So I like that pick a lot.
You know, I didn't think about this. The listener, whoever's going to be each week, they don't have to worry about picking somebody later in the season because they're on one time and pick whoever they want. Who are you taking with your second pick, Kevin?
It kills me that I have to do this. I think I'm going to go with Landry Jones. I mean, he did throw for almost 4,500 yards last year and 30 touchdowns. And I know his receivers are unproven, but he's thrown against the nation's 92nd-ranked pass defense in UTEP from last year. And I don't know. I see that he's got a lot to prove from last year, and I think that this is a game where he can come out and kind of put up some pretty big numbers against a much weaker team.
Landry over Barkley. Oh.
Kevin's bringing it. He said that's just stuff that I've never even knew existed.
Yeah, I like that we bring somebody on and they do some research. That's good.
He's educated. I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. My second pick, I'm going to go with the quarterback as well. You guys probably have never heard of him because he is backing up the great Case Keenum last year. I'm going to go with David Poland, who is Houston's new starter, running that spread. Their favorite, they're playing Texas State as well, 1AA school, favored by 36.5. So I think they'll probably try to get some work in since it'll be his first start, get him quite a few passes, and I think he'll do pretty well.
Is Texas State, did they not move up this year?
You might be right. I think they moved into this. Well, I don't know.
Them and Texas San Antonio, I thought they did.
That's right. You're right. What conference are they in? Either way, first year in 1A. I think they're in the Southland, maybe. But either way,
that sounds right.
Yeah. Either way, it's not good.
No, it's not. So you're taking a quarterback for his first year, and they're going to have a new coach. Well, that sounds like a good choice. You're really being aggressive this week.
They have a new offensive coordinator and four new receivers as well. But Texas State's stadium is smaller than my high school stadium.
I'm not sure what that has to do with Houston's quarterback.
The Texas State's I just don't see them being good, basically, is what I'm basing that on.
I figured I'd just take some guaranteed players rather than as players and certain ones progress as the season goes along, I'll have more to choose from. But I can respect that you're going out on them. You're thinking outside the box. So take your wife.
Yeah, I won't save my Aaron Murray's games that I think he's going to play the entire game. I'm not going to give you any more of my strategy, but just know that I'm just confident in my picks.
Okay. So take your wide receiver.
I'm going to go with J.J. Wharton.
Who?
J.J. Wharton of the University of Central Florida. They're playing Akron, 24-point favorites, and he's coming off a recent suspension for felony charges, which to me is a huge plus. Most people might not think it's a positive, but any cocky wide receiver that gets into legal trouble. I mean, look at OSU, Blackman, Dez. I mean, any cocky wide out that gets into
Tracy Moore.
Trouble. I'm in.
Yeah, Tracy Moore joined the club today.
Did he?
Yeah, he got in trouble for distributing to minors. Is that correct?
Yeah, third arrest in 6 months for him, all alcohol related. Not big ones, but still third arrest.
Oh, he was just feeling left out. Well, Kevin, you've got your quarterback and running back. Who are you going to take at wide receiver?
Well, I think for my final pick, I'm going to go with Stedman Bailey, a wide receiver from West Virginia. Has the same kind of body type as Josh Stewart, and he's going to benefit from obviously playing with Geno Smith, too. He's one of the best in the nation. Last season, Stedman caught 12 touchdowns for almost 1,300 yards, and I think it helps that this weekend he's playing Marshall, and Marshall last season was ranked, 96th against the pass, so I think he's got a lot going for him. I don't know that it's smart for me to pick somebody that your quarterback's going to be thrown to, because I guess both of us are going to get points for that, but.
Sorry, he's got another weapon in Austin out there, so hopefully he's not going to target Bailey too much. For my running back, I didn't know anything about this guy, but I'm gonna take John White from Utah. They're playing Northern Colorado, so it may be one of those where he doesn't play a whole lot. But he had over 1,500 yards last year, and Utah, I'm pretty sure, was horrible last year. And they're
pretty bad.
Projected to do pretty well this year somehow. But that's who I'm going with at running back. All right, so we got our teams. We'll keep track. No one and I, just among ourselves, are going to have a side bet. We don't know what that is yet. Kevin, I appreciate you joining us, man. It was good talking to you. We'll keep you updated and keep track of the points.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
That wraps up our first college football fantasy draft. Keeping it simple, but it'll still make it fun. Nolan, what's your score prediction for this weekend against Savannah State?
Savannah State, I'm going to say we win 63-6. I think perhaps a missed extra point, maybe a couple field goals for I don't even know their mascot, to be honest. But, I think it's going to be pretty ugly.
It's the Tigers. And did you – I'm pretty sure you didn't listen to my podcast that I did with Carson that was posted today. I had the exact same score.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I didn't listen to it. But, that's weird. I swear I didn't listen to it. I would never listen to one of your podcasts that I wasn't involved in.
Yeah, I didn't think so. And this is where I'd say great minds think alike, obviously. So I have one more question for you.
Sure.
Out of our three running backs, who's going to be our leading rusher this weekend?
This weekend? I want to say Jeremy Smith. I think Randall will, he'll have the most maybe overall yards, but I think Jeremy Smith will have the most rushing yards for some reason. I don't know what I'm basing that on. Again, I know nothing about Savannah State. It's just a hunch.
It's just a guess. I would want to say Randall. I know he'll get pulled, but you would still think he's going to get more reps than anybody else. And then number two, I'd go Desmond Rowland. because once he comes in, that poor Savannah State defense is going to be so tired, and even against our second unit, they just run right over him. So
that's true.
There's not really any storylines to follow except how West Lunt does in the game, and even then, the jury will still be out until we can face a better team. So
right. Yeah, it's kind of depressing. Savannah State's almost just too bad to even be interested in. I hope I'm right, but that's what it seems like.
But it's still looking forward to it because it's our first game, and I can't wait to go. Great to have you back, man. It really was.
Always is, man. Good times. I will. I'll talk to you this weekend. I'll let you know how Jerry World is, and we'll do it again next week.
We'll drink an extra one at the tailgate for you, man. Have a good one.
You got it, bud.
What you done here is put yourself between a bullet and a target, and it won't be long before you're pulling yourself away. What you done here is put yourself between a bullet and a target.